And the heavenly life more difficult in some ways than those of us who are ministers of the gospel. Very often we become so identified with institutionalization that we fail to understand the real meaning of the church and the gospel. But even more subtle, those in the congregation whom we serve accord to us so much honor that we so easily confuse our roles with God's role. And if this is not very consoling, let me remind you that those of us who teach may have a double difficulty, because we are accorded respect and status. We are thought of as specialists and experts in some way or another. We are granted a great measure of freedom with respect to our time and thinking. Perhaps those of us in this place today are among those who will find the heavenly life more difficult. We talk about heaven in terms of if I make it, but I wonder if we should not talk about it in terms of is this really the desire of my heart? Our Negro friends have composed a spiritual, "Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there." I wonder if there might not be a sequel to it arranged. Everybody talking about heaven don't want to go there. Heaven is not something we agonize to attain. It is the crown, the delight, the fulfillment of the Christian's walk with God. And to ask the question, "Are you ready for heaven?" is very nearly the question, "Have you acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord?" Charles Wesley said it very well. The heavenly life is that in which we will be lost in wonder, love, and praise. Let us pray. So draw us to thyself, O God, that we may walk with thee and know thee intimately and acknowledge thee as the Lord of our lives. Grant to us so much of thy Spirit that we shall want more than anything else an unbridled opportunity to know and worship and serve thee through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.